Now that you know of the stereotypes that many teenagers face just because they go to a certain school, let's hear about one of the subcultures that can be found there. In our next story, ATME reporter Melissa Smith goes undercover to discover what the DDF, or Drama, Debate, and Forensics team at Chugiak High School is really like.
I've always thought of the debate team as this group of people who are passionate about pointless issues and argue with others all the time. And then they pretend they've actually accomplished something. Not to mention, they jog around these rolling file cases, which they proudly call geek boxes. That's where they put all their argumentation and research. So basically, the idea that these guys are super dorks has pretty much been my working theory. Earlier this year, though, I had to rethink everything when my younger sister did the unthinkable and joined the debate team. At first, I thought my life was over. I was now related to a DDFer. But I was being unfair to simply label DDFers as bizarre people with no connection to the real world. So I set out to find the truth. I started with the most obvious person, my sister. She says it's true. DDFers are a strange lot.
A lot of them are really kind of weird. They're all really political, and the drama people are definitely very dramatic. So they're perfect for what they do, but very interesting people.
Becky isn't the only DDFer who confirmed my suspicions. I asked a few others if they would classify themselves as geeks or nerds.
We're awesome geeks and nerds. No! It's not bad to be a geek or a nerd, is it? I don't think so.
I guess I'm a nerd, because I love DDF.
Whether they're geeks or not, DDFers, especially debaters, are a unique group of people. What I observed was a sort of ad hoc family. Drama advisor Lisa Reed says it's true.
They do find a place in DDF, and they make a community not just through our school, but when they go together at the meets, the whole DDF group from all the schools blend together and form this really nice, tight-knit unit that they find friendship in as well as intellectual stimulation, so it's nice for them to have.
And like a family, once you're part of it, according to Andy Hughes, it's tough to get out.
I keep saying I'm going to quit, but I just can't.
And did you know that DDF is actually considered a competitive sport? Sure enough, competitors say it's like playing sports with your mind. Just ask freshman Heidi Hebert-Lovin.
Basically just sports jocks without the sports. We're mind jocks.
Junior David Brescia puts it a different way.
DDF, my anti-drug.
So, maybe my confusion about DDFers had more to do with them being part of a clique that didn't include me. But by the end of my investigation, my sister set me straight.
They're not exactly nerds. Actually, a lot of the people in it are really popular, and people like them a lot because they're actually informed and they're smart people. I mean, they're opinionated, yes, and they're somewhat geeky because they are so smart. But people actually really look up to them for stuff. They're the people in the honors classes and things like that.
For ATME, I'm Melissa Smith. You got to fight, fight, fight for yours.